Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me as always is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author, and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's Random Thought in the car.
Hey.
And Sean's eating a fast food breakfast item because we left our island and went into the big city of Ellsworth.
And Bangor.
We don't actually have fast food places on our island, so it's a big treat for us to stop at a unnamed fast food. But that's not why we're random thawing. We're random thawing because I'm really upset.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
Yes. Mama needs to blow off some steam right
why?
Now. Alright, so you're listening to this radio show, which is profoundly popular across our country. It is not a liberal radio show. It is not a conservative radio show. It's two people, one male, one female, identifying, and I think born. Talking, and they are talking about, I don't even know her official name, Catherine?
Kate, they call her Kate Middleton.
Oh, Kate Middleton, and she's a princess or something, but maybe not a real princess yet. I don't, do they call her a princess?
I don't know
either.
All right. Call her an interloper.
There's a lot of rules. No, because she's a white lady. So anyways, Kate Middleton, there was some sort of article or something that these radio people read about her, radio personalities, that Sean's hand going into the fast food bag. You soon hear the crunch of his hash brown. Anyways, there was this woman and man on this radio talk show talking about this article that she had read. And in the article, they talk about how Kate Middleton has been so successful compared to Meghan Markle in the British press because she never takes the light off of her husband.
She never outshines him.
And they're like, oh, that's so smart. And I just want to be like stabby. I do. It makes me feel stabby because why should a woman be considered successful for not taking the light away from her husband? A, the press is determining who they sign, put the light on anyway.
Right.
But B, how sexist is that? Like, hold down your shine, honey. You don't want to be shinier than the man. Like, I never, like, can you imagine being a woman?
No.
Yeah, keep that McBiscuit out of your mouth so you can talk.
Right. No.
But like seriously, like, hey honey, here you are. And it's not just because they're royalty. It's like this weird accepted thing in our society that like you don't want the woman to be shinier than the man.
That's so stupid.
It's just like when people make fun of you for being a trophy husband.
Me?
Yeah, they make fun of Sean because it's the opposite of the stereotype, right?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
But the truth is, you're shinier and more captivating than me. Or we're both equally weird, honestly. So,
as a
like,
matter of fact, that's my new quandary in life. I think we should pursue it.
What is
I
it?
I think there's a lot of money.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
No. Why are men so stupid? Who can...
That's such a generalization. But okay, keep
no,
going.
No, it's just in this point of... No, it's in the point of view of we must be the top dogs. We must be the money earners and the hard workers be recognized and not outshined by our wives.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. That's sheer stupidity. If you can marry yourself a rich woman and be a trophy husband, do it. Man.
The other part I wanted to say is that they were also like, you know, and she's so great because she's passionate and helps the causes that she's passionate about, which are children and family and mental health. And I'm like, oh, so traditional women topics, right? Children.
Right.
And like, oh, wow. Like, she's stepping outside the boundary. Yeah,
woo. It's not a woman, right?
It's like, do you think that maybe those were what she was told to be passionate about and, like, society created
probably
her to be passionate about.
Apparently, everything about a royal's life is run by the palace, so...
Well, it just...
I'm sure.
But even bigger than that, like, the system. Hey, you're a girl, so yeah. I want you to be passionate about babies and cats. Sean, whoa, that car almost went over the line and killed that person on the curb. Wow. Alright, well, because the other one was a big dump truck.
That's right.
But, wow. Alright, but, like, and then, like, hey, Sean, you're a guy, so yeah. I want you to play in your sandbox and be passionate about dump trucks and guns and deer hunting and maybe football.
I gotta give up my sewing machine, maybe.
You gotta give up your sewing machine and your love for interior design. But see, like, that's the whole point, right?
Yeah, but I just want to correct something.
God.
Well, I was talking about trophy wives. I don't want people to think we're rich.
No, we're not.
We're just mentally rich.
We're mentally, we're so wealthy inside our hearts.
That's right.
So wealthy. Hey, it's Random Thought in the Office.
Yeah, baby.
My favorite thing that happened this week, honey.
What?
Is the croissant.
The croissant.
Have you heard the story of the croissant?
No, not at all.
Okay, so there is this woman in Poland, and she called up the animal rescue people.
Yeah.
I can't say the word people. And she's like, there is a dangerous animal in our tree outside our apartment, and it has been there for days, and everyone is terrified, and you need to come get it. And they're like, is it a bird? She's like, it is not a bird. It looks more like an iguana. Why aren't you here? Come get it, right?
Yeah.
So they came to get it.
Yeah.
And it was, they're like, oh God, like we better be prepared. What the heck is it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, maybe it's just like somebody's pet and they like let it die up there, because once somebody did that, they threw, like, their dead Yorkie into the yard, and they got called for that. And, like, another one, like, someone did it with their cat and rabbits. And, like, they find their animal control.
I'm sure they do find dead animals in the all the time.
So, like, they're, like, looking and looking, and they're trying to find what tree it is. And the complainant comes out and helps them. And, like, so then the official wrote in the account, suddenly, here he is, got him. The brown creature is sitting on a lilac branch. The creature sits and doesn't move, exactly as the notifier described us. His brown skin shines in the sun. We are looking more closely now. The poor guy has no legs or head. And then they realized that it was a croissant.
It's a croissant.
A croissant. The deadly animal.
How can a deadly animal the size of a croissant be deadly?
I don't know. But
that's it right there.
Yeah, it's a we'll put the link on ndtv.com has a great link of it. And it's a croissant and it's like vertical.
I see that.
And the branches of a lilac.
What is wrong with that?
I don't know.
People are.
That's amazing.
STOOPID.
It's fantastic.
Man.
I think that's the funniest thing in the whole world.
That's crazy.
The dangerous croissant animal. And speaking of dangerous animals, this guy, Kaz James, this is from shepherdexpress.com. He is in England, and ever since he was a very little boy, he thought he was different. I feel that way too, but not in the same way as Kaz.
Yeah.
He's quoted as saying, I didn't ever feel like a human. I always felt like a dog that was really out of place.
Hmm.
So then he got the internet when he was 17 and he was like, oh, I get it now. He said, I was known by my friends for grabbing hold of the collar of their shirt in my teeth and biting or licking them. Very canine type behaviors, also sexual harassment. So, he's only 37. So he has fully done a full dive into his inner dog, and now he eats out of a doggy bowl. He has doggy suits, like fur suits.
Oh my word!
And he's fully accepted his inner dog.
That's crazy. People are just crazy. Wait, it's there was amazing. Another article I saw back on that other tab. The woman called on the croissant at the top of the school.
Yeah. But
what's going on?
Is there an inner dog that you want to talk about?
Something about farts.
Farts.
Yeah, that's all right.
We're going to talk about farts. Maybe that's us.
Oh.
Us, honey.
No, I don't know. We'll see. But anyways, that gets me excited. No, I don't. Oh, I have a little inner dog, sure. Writing tip of the pod.
Hey, so this week's episode is called The Five Senses and Farts.
Woo!
Random writing tips.
Some of my
tips.
Favorite subjects.
Random writing tips and random writing farts. what a podcast episode we're having today.
Well, it could get better.
We started with a rant, deadly croissants.
Yeah.
Dog men.
That's just kind of disturbing. I don't know.
I like it, man.
Really?
He's just becoming who he wants to be.
Well, he better find a good owner pretty soon.
I know. Like, does people take him on
walks? He's going to be a lonely dog, man.
Does he like a collar? I don't know. It's all really interesting. Anyways.
Well, once you start dragging a dude around on a leash, that's going into a whole different topic.
It could be very innocent.
Furries.
It could be very innocent furry stuff. Okay, so, ready?
Yeah.
This is going to sound very literary as I read it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready? The smell of a really bad fart at a sleepover.
That's Shakespeare.
The sound of giggles after someone has been Dutch ovened at that same sleepover. The touch of a Dorito on your tongue. The sight of Godzilla's leg outside your window. The five senses are so important to your story. Why?
That sounds like our bed. I'm going to give it
that. That's TMI. That's TMI, man.
The five senses are so important in your story because those details yank readers into the narrative. They associate it with their own really bad parts.
They're bad. Giggles, like you did.
Processed cheese tastes and Godzilla moments. And have an emotional reaction and recognition.
See, you did right there. See? You proved that. Because you said it sounds like our bed.
Oh, yeah.
So see? See what you did?
Oh, you're right.
All
right.
So that's what you, the writer, want. You want people like Sean to be like, oh, yeah, that's our bed. You want your story to feel real. And incorporating the senses lets you do that, right?
Yep.
Spoiler alert, Shawnee.
A story doesn't feel real if it isn't fleshed out with sensory details.
I just wanted Shawnee to say flesh. Okay.
Wait, I have a sleeping tip for people like us.
Oh.
I keep my weight up to a healthy level so that at night when I get under the covers, I can tuck them in my sides. My carry's not strong enough to rip them out. And that I do to prevent being Dutch ovened by her.
I have never Dutch ovened anyone.
But you've attempted.
No, I have never attempted. He's a lying liar who lies. Okay, so here are the five senses, in case you forgot.
Sight.
That's your eyes.
Nose.
That's your smeller.
Taste.
That's your tongue.
Touch.
That's your skin, your hair, blah, 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 all those little cells.
And hearing.
That is how your ears. So
four of those can be used in relation to farts.
Absolutely. You know, the only thing you can't do is touch a fart.
That's right.
But I think you can.
Sometimes when it's like those ones that make your eyes water, you...
No, because you'll feel... Like, if let's say you're asleep with your adorable husband who's tucking all the things underneath, and your hand's vaguely near the place of butt fart.
Oh, you can feel it.
You can feel definitely. That fart yeah. come out.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
It goes both ways, by the way.
You know, other podcasts about writing are so much more
professional?
Yeah, and intellectual than us.
Oh, well, there's a lot of intellect buried in here.
I we'll never have an intellectual following.
I don't want an NPR following.
So, anyways.
I don't fart.
I don't. I don't expel any gas out of the rectum. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Let's go on.
Can I read the first one?
Yes. Here are some examples of sensory language.
Her fart brought tears to his eyes. Refried beans again? Really? Saith the poor man.
That was the sense of smell.
He stuck the entire limb in half into his mouth, puckered and sucked. This helps with the smell, he said.
Sense of taste. I'm doing this one. His fart boomed. Boomed beneath the covers and ended in a slow hiss. That's the sense of sound. The silk of the sheets against her nose was not enough to keep the smell out at bay. Damn it. Sense of touch.
Look, I bet there's not a lot of men in this world that sleep with a thick vapor rub next to their nightstand so they can swipe some under their nose real quick.
He's such a lying liar. Who lies?
The scaly leg took up the entire window. All she could see were reptilian scales.
Oops.
Oval, greenish, like big pieces of armor.
And that's the sense of sight.
Yeah.
I just put Godzilla in there because I'm into Godzilla right now. But also, can you imagine what would happen if Godzilla exploded?
Farted by your window?
Yeah.
Or probably blow your whole house up. But
it's kind of like having Sean in bed. So, there you go. The five senses. So how much more did you get out of those scenes than if we just said John farted in the bed?
Oh, I mean, that's like, ooh, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, exactly. So you wanna laser those into your story. I once had a newspaper editor, reporter, who also writes books, say to me, Carrie, why do you have details in your story? And I was like, what?
What is that?
Yeah, I'm like, to make it real. And she's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, to ground the people in the scene and make it authentic. And she was just like, oh. She's like, I noticed your stories have a lot of details.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so the writing tip of the pod, all condensed, is?
A story without the senses is a story that's dull, not real, and all in your head. You want to make it sexy. Sexy is the senses.
So sexy.
Dog tip for life. Life.
Life.
Life.
Life is here, man.
So Sparty was...
our dog.
Sparty dog. I thought he would have a ton to say on this subject. He was really quite concise.
So concise.
Why do you keep leaning away from me, though?
Because your voice is so loud, baby.
I always get excited when it's time for the dog tip.
He does. He really does. And you can tell by the...
So anyways...
the voice.
Since all of the animals are in the office with us today...
they are.
I didn't have to go far to see what his opinion was. And he said, dude, just live with all your senses. Explore the world through them. Of course, their senses are way heightened compared to ours.
Yeah, man.
But he said it's all good. Smell the smells. Taste the smells.
He does taste them.
See the smells. Feel the smells. And hear the smells.
You know, dogs aren't afraid of it. They're not afraid of their senses, man, like humans are. They'll, like, put their nose up someone's butt.
Oh, it's all about survival for them. That's how they communicate and learn about you or other things.
But as humans, we try to, like, hide some of our senses. Like, we equate them with sins and gluttony and, like, all those.
Yeah.
It's like we don't live fully. Almost.
Well, you know.
We gotta live like dogs.
Yeah. But there is a danger in having a heightened sense of everything.
Yeah, like, does that guy stick his nose up people's butts? Like,
oh, geez,
the guy who thinks he's like a dog?
I hope he doesn't.
I hope he doesn't, too. Like, I hope he doesn't.
Just because that'd be rude to the other person.
But, so you don't want to be like that. But yeah, you do want to live your life, like, more in the moment, you know?
Heck yeah.
Tactilely.
That's right.
Use all those senses all the time. Like, I feel like we don't use them all.
Well, I don't think we do.
Yeah.
I think that's probably been proven scientifically.
Like, we're so focused on visuals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And some people's senses are not all obviously handicapped. You know, different disabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Hamper your senses. But some, like, your sense of smell is phenomenal. I think you're halfway to being a dog.
I probably am.
I mean,
I'm a very polite dog, though.
You can smell stuff that I never smell.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know that you're selling it because I know that whatever is appropriate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you say, oh, I can smell alcohol on your breath. And I've had like one drop. I know I've had that drop and you're not lying.
Yeah. Or so. Like, I smell spaghetti on your shirt. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. So there's like, yeah, I'm weird like that.
You are weird.
But I also
smell it.
I also think that I hear things you don't always hear too. And I think that you and I have different ranges of where of noises that we notice.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
What you said.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting. And I also kind of wondered, like, you know, since I was pretty blind as a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, if part of the reason I smell.
Some heightened senses.
Yeah, yeah, because.
The lower senses.
Of sight, yeah. Right, I had to, like, adapt.
That makes sense. I think that happens.
Yeah.
Well, man, your legs are smooth, man. That's why I'm touching my
leg. Whoa, maybe we should end the podcast. No, it's
funny. Hey, thanks for listening. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast all over the place.
So I can make my $5 a year.
Gary really needs that $5.
I need it so bad, man. And we'd like to shout out to Broke for Free, which created the track Summer Spliff. And that music is clipped and shortened in this podcast and is made available through the Creative Commons license.
That's awesome.
Hey, buy my books.
Yes, buy her books.
And find out more about us on carriejonesbooks.blog. We have another podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Live on Fridays.
It's fun.
And awesome.
Well, it's fun for me.
Yeah, Sean.
But please join us. 7 o'clock, Friday night.
It's all about loving the strange.
And it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good day.